This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Yahoo announced this morning that its board of directors has changed the company's mind. They are not going to spin off their oh-so-valuable stake in the Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba after all. That after a year or more of planning and saying they were going to do exactly that. The operative phrase in the press release this morning was concern, and this is a quote, about the market's perception of tax risk, end of quote. Seems like kind of a big decision to boil down to the tax code, but Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports that companies do it all the time.
Taxes determine how companies are born, how they grow, and how they die.
It begins at the beginning.
Steve Rosenthal is senior fellow at the Tax Policy Center.
With a choice of entity structure.
Start as a corporation, partnership, sole proprietorship, taxes make a big difference for which one you choose, not to mention where a company starts or moves to in the case of inversions.
In the current global economy, companies have a lot of choice.
Ryan Dudley is with accounting firm Friedman LLP. It's not just that the world is smaller, it's that the nature of a lot of businesses these days makes them more mobile and therefore more sensitive to the fact that different places have different tax rates.
The modern economy is much more driven by intangible property.
So like in a manufacturing economy, it's all about where do I put my factories? How close to my market? How close to my resources? And it's also hard to move a factory. Today's economy is much more about patents and software and IP. All you need to move those things to a low-tax country is an accountant and a lawyer. Stephen Bank teaches business law at UCLA.
It's the basis for a lot of Google and Microsoft and other tech companies transfer of all their intellectual property to Irish companies.
And, of course, taxes play into little things like mergers and acquisitions.
To take the most recent financial crisis and the bailout, Wells Fargo would not have acquired Wachovia Bank if the IRS hadn't issued a notice suspending the limits on the ability to use losses.
So, yeah, taxes. In unrelated news, Congress hasn't undertaken a major tax reform in almost 30 years. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.